You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back, and we're back with corporate site selection expert John Boyd. He's the principal of the Boyd Companies. John, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's good to be with you.
Now, tell us a little bit about what a corporate site selector does.
Well, our firm counsels major U.S. and overseas corporations where to locate their facilities throughout North America. Clients of ours include Boeing, Chevron, Shell, J.P. Morgan Chase. We've been very active in South Florida over the past five decades.
So there's a big elephant in the room when you're talking about that, and that's the corporate site selection for Amazon's East Coast headquarters. Are you involved with that?
Amazon is not a client of ours. Because of that, the media has asked me in recent months to kind of weigh in as a national expert to talk about the site selection process and to talk about the things Amazon is looking for HQ2.
Okay, well, I grew up here, and when I grew up here, it was a little small redneck town. People always complained about the education system, believe it or not, the transportation even then. And so it seems to me those are a couple of things that people look at, but they also think about what it's like to live there year-round, and nobody beats South Florida for that. So how do we rate on some of these statistics that people are looking at?
Absolutely. Site selection is both a science and an art. Okay, the science is the quantitative analysis, measuring business costs and taxes in Florida versus other states. Clearly, Florida gets an A+. The lack of a personal income tax is a major draw for workers throughout the country, especially from high tax states like New Jersey and Connecticut and New York. And you show very strong on the qualitative front as well. You mentioned public transportation. One of the most exciting developments in public transportation in North America is the Bright Line that's coming on stream this year. And of course, you have an improving school system. Three of the top rated public schools, elementary schools in Florida, are in South Florida today.
Yeah, and it's also a great place to live. You've got incredible entertainment alternatives, sports alternatives. And even if you live in Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, or Fort Lauderdale with the Bright Line, you'll be here real quick. You're even talking about relocating and putting the site for the soccer stadium by one of the train stations.
Yes. Yeah, and public transit is an issue that's critical to Amazon. They identified that as a key driver when they announced the HQ2 site selection process last year. So that's a strong suit for South Florida. And not only does that expand the labor market here, it also connects Miami to two of the world's leading research institutions in Palm Beach County, Max Planck and Scripps. That's important, okay, because Amazon is transitioning very aggressively into the pharmaceutical and healthcare industry.
Wow. Now, you know, that's something that you really haven't heard discussed too much when they're talking about the site selection. You're hearing places like Boston and Loudoun County, Virginia. I guess that's a home of like a lot of technology out there, too. Why would they come here where we don't have a real big apparent technology infrastructure?
Well, first you start with the state's premier business climate, okay? But then you look at, you know, Amazon's plans to aggressively expand into Latin America. Florida is the gateway, or South Florida is the gateway to Latin America. That's something that I think Jeff Bezos can relate to. Of course, he has a personal connection, a Palmetto High School graduate.
Yeah, I know. So, well, we have a lot of tech graduates from here. Sheryl Sandberg's from my alma mater, North Miami Beach Senior High.
Right.
So I think that they realize that you do have people that have minds and can think down here. And I got to believe it wouldn't be so bad to locate next to Poppy.
And you look at the Innovation District. You look at the exciting things happen with the World Center mixed-use development. You know, Miami is emerging really as a capital for IT, for startups. Very exciting development activity happening in Miami. So it's a place with very high in-migration trends as well.
Yeah. Look, I have an office in Wynwood. Right. So you could see the skyline changing in Wynwood day to day at this point. And you go to any place and you go have lunch or coffee in Wynwood, and it's just absolutely overrun with people that weren't there just 2 years ago. And I'm not talking tourists.
I agree. Look, South Florida's high growth. It's not just retirees. It's millennials. It's IT professionals. Thousands are leaving each year from New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts. They're coming to South Florida. And that's a positive. Even if Miami falls short in its HQ2 bid, Miami's stature as a IT industry, as an IT market, has really been elevated by the high-profile nature of the HQ2 site search?
Actually, Miami is elevated even beyond that. It's now one of the five international cities in the world that is categorized up there with, like, Monaco and London and stuff like that. It really blows my mind. Now, what are some of the changes that you see on the horizon here in Miami that would make Miami an even better place for business climate?
Well, you know, I like the new mixed-use developments coming on stream. You know, the World Center complex, where you have the Marriott Marquis Convention Center, a lot of the micro apartments, which will put in a new influx of affordable housing for millennials, many of which will be transferees from different parts of the country. That's very, very exciting.
So it really seems to me like the thing that started off the tech boom in the last cycle was the availability of really inexpensive real estate from both a commercial and residential standpoint. I don't know that we're going to be seeing that at this cycle, but it does seem as though a lot of the things are coming together. Now, we talked a little bit about education. What are the education trends that you see in Miami beyond the fact that we have the three top performing elementary schools in the state?
A great university presence. Look, 90,000 students at Miami-Dade College, 50,000 students at FIU, 17,000 students at University of Miami. They have a terrific business program. And an hour and a half north of here, 30,000 students at FAU. I actually know John Kelly, the president of FAU, impressive guy. And he takes a very proactive role in the region's economic development. FAU, by the way, is marketing itself very aggressively in the Northeast, important markets like New Jersey, Connecticut, and Manhattan. That's good PR for the region. FAU has a Bloomberg trading floor on their campus as well. It's kind of in sync with South Florida's emergence, really, as Wall Street South.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You have a lot of high net worth families moving here, moving their operations here. You've got families from all over the world buying their second, third, and fourth homes here. You've got all the new condos that are coming online that are going to allow them to move here and live in a secure environment. And so it sounds to me like a lot of the infrastructure is coming into place. Now, you mentioned that you work with a lot of other clients around the world and around the country. What is their perspective of South Florida?
It could not be more positive. The proof of that is over the past decade, Florida has been in the top three or four states with job creation consistently. So companies want to be here. There's been a number of success stories under Governor Scott's tenure. Okay, and Hertz recently relocated their corporate headquarters outside of Fort Myers to Estero, Florida. A number of exciting corporate projects coming to the Sunshine State. And, you know, the lack of a personal income tax is just one reason. It's also the favorable regulatory environment. It's the qualitative advantages. Another under-the-radar screen advantage that a lot of our clients and HR departments use to help encourage transferees is Florida's prepaid tuition program.
So tell me a little bit of how that impacts their decision.
Jim, this is a nation that's in the midst of a tuition crisis. In many states like New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, tuition costs are skyrocketing. The idea that a young family can lock in a tuition rate, I think, is very, very exciting.
And how about the ability to find housing close to where they work? You were talking about the mixed-use projects. I think that that's really going to be an advantage as well. One last thing I wanted to ask you. Where do you think Amazon's going to go?
I think the front runner is the D.C. marketplace. Amazon is a political company with a long laundry list of lobbying priorities. I think being in the nation's epicenter of lawmaking is kind of consistent with that brand. Amazon's a company that innovates, it changes industry. I think it also wants to change laws, okay, and not be shy about promoting itself as the force that it is. It's also the NIH. I think proximity to NIH is consistent with their entrance into healthcare. I think North Jersey, Newark, is a very strong competitor. Above and beyond the $7 billion of incentives, you think about Amazon getting into not just healthcare, but fashion, multimedia, technology. The New York City marketplace is the epicenter of those industries. I think Newark fits nicely within that context as well.
Well, I was born in Beth Israel Hospital in Newark, New Jersey, so maybe I need to move back there then. I don't know. But listen, John Boyd, founder of the Boyd Companies, I want to thank you so much. And when we have more business development and corporate relocation questions, we're going to make sure you're our go-to guy.
All right, I look forward to it. Thanks, Jim.